came in the booth with like 10 bands on them just to record. Jared, go ahead and go in for me.
10 packs on me, 100 rounds, cause I'm getting rich. I don't do the scams, I just flip the fucking packs, bitch. Then I got bored and started fucking with this rap shit. Then I hit up Johnny, 10 bands, now my necklace. I flew to Cali and sent me some pounds. The bitches was loud, they loving my sound. Dropping in racks in the city, bitch, I'm the plum outside of the town. What the fuck is sleep? I don't even know what that is. Just pull me a four of that tree. Pull up and watch that bitch fizz. Burn me a stimmy, I give you air and zip 150. VVS when I smile, I guess that's why I'm the talk of the city. I do the dash on the fish, you gotta come and get me.
I ain't even mean to do them dirty, but that's tough luck. Hey, talking at your neck and disrespect gon' get you fucked up. Hey, see how we be working, pistol dirty, need a touch up. You can't start off them perkins, dump a 30 till he shut up.
Hey, what the fuck is sweet? Y'all heard what Drill said. Y'all heard what Migo said.
Yo, welcome everybody to the Loud Ass Neighbors Podcast. It's your boy King Changalang. I'm in this thing rocking with my homie, my brother
JoJo, and then to my left we have
Kyrie Thomas.
Yes sir.
Go ahead and let everybody know what the name of that song is, player.
That song right there playing is called Go Mode. And man, I feel like that song will forever be legendary because, man, as of now, two people that's on that song has passed. SG Drill is actually like been my best friend since like 9th grade. That's when we met, and my name Cushy, rest in peace to him, he passed like 3 weeks ago. Crazy.
Hey man, that's tragic.
Yeah, that's the only song that I done put together. Like, I don't know if y'all like caught like the vibe, but you know, kind of like how Khaled put songs together. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, and it, so you know, I ain't
like
rap.
an executive producer.
Yeah, like I orchestrated the whole thing. Like, I picked the beat, the artist, the idea type shit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, alright. Is that something that like you wanna like,
oh yeah,
continue to do in the future? Like, is that something that you have your sights on? Like, you know, just being that kind of person to just bring all the artists together and just make a fire ass song and a hit, just something that they wouldn't do on their own.
Exactly, because you know, with the platform, I don't know if you're too familiar with the platform I run, but What Sleep, I know a lot of producers, artists, I mean, just videographers, like just everything, because you know, I mean, I'm running a blog, I mean, I do what y'all do, so you know, y'all gonna run across all type of people. So over time, I done came across plenty of producers, artists that I got real relationships with, and I know certain people sound. So I feel like it's kind of easy, you know, to do that. The only reason why I only have one song is because later that year, I ended up like getting real sick. I don't know if y'all opening and talking about that, but I got real sick with cancer later that year, so that kind of slowed things down. But I'm getting better now, so I'm about to start doing more of that, putting the studio together, all that type of stuff. So I'm gonna definitely be doing a lot more of that. I probably have like 10 songs by now if it wasn't for that. But you know, I'm gonna get back to it.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, you ain't gotta dig into it if you don't want to.
I'm comfortable talking about it.
Like,
now.
Well, I mean, I've seen people like struggle with cancer. My mom had cancer, so like, it's all good, man. But for you to go through that process and you know still be doing what you're doing, man, like, can you just like elaborate on everybody on like what gave you that motivation to get through, how you got through, and you know, like, how hard was it, you know, still holding on to that dream and everything, going through that process?
Well, first thing, how hard was it? Man, I'm not gonna lie. That shit was so hard. Like, I can't even express how hard it was. Like, a lot of times, I ain't really, you just really even think that I was gonna, like, make it out alive. Do that, to be honest with you. Like, in the beginning stages. And I'm talking, like, late 2021. I don't feel like that no more. But in the beginning, it was super hard because, like, I just truly ain't know. And as far as, you know, me holding on to, you know, keep going and doing everything, I don't know, I just always been like a super positive person. Like, I always see the brighter side of things. Like, in the, I was down, I was sad for a long time, but like deep down, I just knew that I would, like, you know, come out on top. So I don't know, I just always look at the brighter side of things, like, always, no matter what happened. I think that's probably like the worst thing that can happen, honestly, like that. And I mean, since like I done made it out of that, I feel like I can pretty much do anything as long as I put my mind to it. So I think it's low-key like a blessing in disguise, honestly.
Hell yeah.
So you said you that was one of the hardest times of your life, correct?
Most easily the hardest.
It was just the chemotherapy that was really just like draining life out of you and stuff.
Yeah, and like when I a little bit before I was diagnosed, like the cancer was really like fucking with my body, like a whole lot. Like the left side of my body, it didn't really feel the same as the right side. And honestly, I ain't really think nothing of it because I used to drink. Well, I still do from time to time. I used to drink energy drinks like crazy. Mm-hmm. So I thought that had something to do with like the left side of my body feeling like that. Cause you know, your heart right there. So, you know,
yeah.
But the chemotherapy, hell yeah, that shit, like it's real hard on the body. I mean, you know, so if you ever hear somebody talk about how like, yeah, chemotherapy helped, but like it damages the body like crazy. Like, yeah, it did a lot. But thankfully though, I learned that using THC products like edibles and stuff like that helped me get through a lot of my treatment, because like I was on opiates and stuff like that too. Now, luckily, like I ain't take them too much or you know get dependent on them, but taking THC and edibles and stuff like that really really helped me get on my treatment.
That's crazy, man, because it's like right after my mom passed, my dad had mentioned that. He was like, man, I wonder if she had tried something like would it have helped the pain. And this my mom wasn't, she was not pro drugs at all, like really? She would have not done it.
Damn.
Even if they offered it to her, she would have not done it.
Damn.
But it's crazy because it's like you think about that and it's like, dang, like it's benefits. And then and this is like you said, this is a living testimony of like of something that like helped you get through that pain and everything.
Yeah,
and especially that procedure and stuff. So
yeah.
Was that in Tennessee? They allowed you to take THC products in your treatments and stuff?
Nah, you know it's not legal here, so you know you gotta go through other ways of getting it. But also my uncle, he opened a smoke shop called Pressure in March 2021. In a quick story, I remember he first opened it, he was like, hey, you know, a lot of cancer patients, they use this stuff to, you know, help with their treatments. And I was like, okay, I was wondering. I was like, it ain't like I didn't believe him, but I was just like, okay, I that's good info, I guess. Yeah. And it's just crazy that like literally like months later, what he was saying is facts. Like I'm not too familiar on how like THCA and THCO is legal in Tennessee, but you can use that stuff. It's just the same as like, you know, real weed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's why I asked. Like,
yeah.
You never really know. Like, there's so many different, like you said, there's so many different types.
Yeah.
And then there's so many different guidelines on like what medical marijuana is and like what they allow inside of a state and stuff. So
I can't wait till they make it legal. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I need a medical card because I actually still do chemotherapy. I gotta do it for another 2 years. It's just not as much as I was doing in the beginning. Like I'm in the maintenance stage.
Yeah.
So I still be needing it. I ain't gonna lie. I actually have to go in what's today? Tuesday. I gotta go on Friday. So I'm gonna need that.
It's in Tennessee, or do you travel like one of the cancer centers?
Oh no, they actually have some in Midtown, Nashville, Tennessee.
No, so, I'm talking about like the chemotherapy spots.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's in Nashville. You'd be surprised. It's actually like they everywhere around Nashville. There's some in Murfreesboro. It's like they everywhere. I was like, damn, you would never know unless you just like really look into it. But like luckily, I didn't have to travel. I almost had to move to Illinois where my parents live because they was like, hey, this is going to be hard on him. He's going to need somebody to take care of him and all that type of stuff. But I ain't had to do that, and I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were still able to, like, live your day-to-day life?
Not exactly, but I lived with my girlfriend.
Okay, bad.
So, yeah, shout out
to her. So you had some support?
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Look, still a woman's
still,
love.
Still there?
Yeah. Yeah, we still there.
Bad.
Why
do you smile like that?
Man, it's complicated. Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, it's complicated, but yeah, she's still there in a way. Yeah,
bet.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
You stupid. Yo,
my fault. I didn't mean to get personal.
Nah, you good. You good.
I felt like that's the one that ain't gonna get you.
Nah, yeah. I mean, real shit. I mean, if she stuck it. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. No matter what happened, like I say this like on air. I done said this like on my story, even with like I know other people's gonna see it. I ain't gonna lie. I'll forever fuck with her just because she my parents, they asked her. They was like, hey, you don't have to go through this if you don't want to. Pretty much she chose to, you feel me, stay and support me. So I'll forever fuck with her for that.
Hey, that's what's up.
Like
that's
no matter what happened.
For real.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So hey, I ain't gonna lie. The veterans helping you. The veterans helping you. They trying to push for medical.
Man.
Yeah.
I've been, man, they need to hurry up, though. I ain't gonna lie.
They trying to push them in. A lot of people don't believe Tennessee gonna do it because, you know, we one of them states that's like.
Yeah, one of them states. my uncle said, he was like, man, I think Tennessee gonna be one of the last ones. It was looking like.
I give us 5 years.
Florida tax. Is it legal in Florida yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but Texas, I don't. They 2 years away. They 2 years away.
South Carolina might be last. You never know, bro. There's a bunch of states.
I heard somebody say Alabama gonna be last.
No doubt. Yeah. You ever drove through there before? It's not fun.
I don't want to.
He do all the time.
it don't look like no spot made for black people.
If you got land down there, you gotta stay. So I understand. You gotta hold that thing down.
Yeah, if you have your family set their roots there, then like that's that. But other than that, like I would not live. Well, I take that back. There's two reasons why I would live in Alabama. If I was stuck there because, you know, I had a lot of family and just our generational wealth was so poor I couldn't get out.
Right.
Or, number two, it's the only place I could afford to get a home because
it's affordable.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
their housing market is nice.
I'm trying to think, like, to get an MRI, like, it's like 500 while like here it jump up to like 1,000, bro. So it's like, man, I drive down there and get some MRIs and CAT scans and stuff for like half the price you get another.
You can get one of them Brentwood homes for $350.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
$350,000.
People at home need to start doing their research before they just go down the street and buy an arm and a leg for some medical expenses, bro. I go on a road trip to save me about $1,000, $2,000 on the bill. Shit, and see some spots on the way. Shit. Come on now.
You gonna see the space shuttle on your way? The
only reason why I asked about the chemo spots, because like my mom was like, she had breast cancer and stuff, but she went to like a breast center in Atlanta, like one of the big famous ones. There's like only a couple of them. So like every once in a while she'd just go and travel and stuff, and I didn't know much about it until she told me about it, but.
I wonder why she hit it. You must have been young at the time. But she just didn't want to, like, stress you out.
I don't know. It's like one of her things. Like, she's one of those, like, she kind of a conspiracy woman. Like, if you go out and eat, like, don't talk too loud because people listening type. So she was like, nah, the best of the best. And then, like, it's like a certain spot. So almost like, they have like certain ones in the country that like.
She wasn't gonna go to just anyone. Nah. She said,
"Oh yeah, I feel that. Nah. Yeah. Because I hear. I heard bad stories from other people like in the chemo room. But I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I got one of the best doctors, one of the best like care teams. I don't know if like I ain't gonna say their name because like I don't know.
Yeah, you good.
All I can say is that St. Thomas in Midtown Nashville.
I heard some good stuff about St. Thomas.
I only had one bad experience up there. And that was just due to a nurse.
I've heard some good stuff about St. Thomas. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, nothing but good things. I ain't got nothing but good things to say about them. Like, okay. When I go up there, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like they be treating me like a fucking celebrity. Man, hey, Kyrie. I'll be like, hey. But like, they fuck with me up there. Like, they make me feel like I'm welcome there. I hate going up there because, you know, I'm young. So, you know, when you go up there, it's usually older people. You know, they down because, you know, they sick.
Yeah.
So, like, the vibe don't be there. But the nurses there, like, they make me feel, like, real comfortable. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. So,
that's
all
right. I was like, man, I used to work in a hospital when I was in college and stuff like that.
Which one?
Like, nah, HCA.
Oh, okay.
But, like, in the ER and stuff like that, bro.
Oh, in the ER, that's the worst.
Bro, like, you got to have a certain type of, like, motivation for the day to be like going to that, because like you're not gonna get people that are in good mood.
Hell no. Nobody
coming to that spot with a smile on their face.
Hell no.
Let me make your day,
bro. I was pissing blood this morning, but like, you know, it's been great. I'm like, nah, it's like, bro, everybody in a bad mood.
But now you want to know something though? That's why every time I go up to the hospital, like, it ain't no matter how bad I was feeling, like, I would always like talk to my nurses or the doctor or just anybody up there with respect, because like I done seen like how other people up there would, you know, just give them pushback or just, you know, attitudes and stuff like that. And I get it, because, you know, they ain't feeling the best, but, you know, y'all are just there trying to help, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So how did you transition into, you know, going through hell and then starting this pathway of like, you know what, I bet like I'm about to make something shake. I'm about to go chase my dreams and figuring out what dream that was going to be.
Man, you don't know something crazy? So, I actually never got out of that. Like, my platform was Sleep TV. Like, I remember, like, shortly after I got diagnosed, it was about a week. I pretty much made a post letting them know, like, what was going on. Like, so, like, hey, if I don't post, you know what I'm saying, this is what's going on. Because, you know, as a blog, you know, I'm posting multiple times a day. And, you know, you don't want to just completely stop posting. So I let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually it got to the point where, you know, I was too sick where, like, I ain't even get up on my computer. Like, I remember, I think my mom was like, man, I can tell, you know what I'm saying, you ain't really feeling the best. Because, you know, you usually wake up, first thing you do is get on your computer. Like, that's what I spend most of my time doing. Like, most of my pictures, I ain't gonna lie, I'm on my fucking computer. Because, like, I ain't gonna lie, that's damn near all I do. I ain't on my computer, I'm on my PlayStation. Like, that's just the type of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, I just remember, like, once my treatment started lighting up, like, around January 2022, that's when, like, I was, like, I had to just start really, really, like, pushing myself. I ain't gonna lie, I was still feeling bad because I didn't finish chemotherapy, like, my first stage of chemotherapy until, like, you know, the summer. So, January, I was still really sick as fuck. I was just, I'm just that type of a person, like, I'm a workaholic, so I was pushing myself. I actually fell into depression for the first time around that time because, I mean, first off, I was sick as hell, but, like, I felt like I was waking up every day and just sleeping, so I felt like I ain't have no purpose, you feel me? I ain't never get out of that. Like, I was, shit, if it was gonna take me out, shit, I was gonna do it until it did, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta work, like, shit, ain't nothing else to do. I'm trying to be super wealthy, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then, what was the moment where you was like, all right, bet, like, you know what, I'm gonna just take this blog up to the next level. I'm gonna just, you know what,
when I was
start
sick,
working in. Well, like, what happened? Yeah, what happened? Period to where the moment you was like, you know what, I'm gonna take this up a notch. You know, like, this ain't just gonna be just a blog. Like, I'm gonna also build myself up. Like, I'm gonna be the next, like, DJ Khaled. Like, I'm gonna be that guy that's bringing all these people together. And, you know, because, like you said, like, you want to make a career out of that. Like, you, this is something that you look forward to doing, like, really, like, even more in the future.
Right. Okay, so when did I, man, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of hard to just pinpoint when, like, I made that change. Because I ain't gonna lie, even before I started the blog, I've kind of always, I'm low-key always had, like, the same plan. Like, I ain't never just really, really had a plan B.
This has always been your dream, even, like, since school.
It's always, well, first off, I used to make beats. So that's kind of, I used to do that. And then I ended up getting a camera. And I was like, I want to shoot music videos. But, and this was in 2017. That's when I first got the camera. But I was just like, man, I don't want to just shoot videos. Like, and this was around the time Say Cheese was getting big, other blogs was getting big. So I was like, you know what, like, it ain't really too much of this going. Well, not none that I knew about in Nashville. So I was like, man, I need to do something like this. And that's when I kind of put it together. But I always, like, had that drive to, like, hey, I'm going to do something in music, but I don't want to actually do music. You feel me? Like, I ain't never been the type to, like, do music. But, it, like, if I do music, I'm going to, you know, put together some shit like Go Mode. I'm going to pick out a beat. I'm going to get whichever artist I feel like will sound good on it. Try to put it together and do it like that.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that's, in my opinion, that's the way to do it. A lot of people, think, like, music is just, like, I'm going to get into music. And it's just, like, I mean, you can do more things in music than one.
Most of the people that's making, like, most of the money off music ain't even really doing music for real. They shooting videos, they making beats, you know. It's so many different things you can do. You can manage artists, you know. It's a lot you can do.
Yeah, hustling. What does it mean to manage an artist nowadays, though?
Man, honestly, I don't even know.
I think it's purely connections, like.
And what you can do
probably artist, true, artist true, development true. And connections. Like,
right.
If you don't know how to make them into their, if you don't know mold how to help guide and mold them into their best self, but also have that, like, discipline and respect to, like, kind of, like, have them listen to you and follow your lead and everything. And then plus, like, again, like, with the connections, like, you got to know people.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you got to be able to, like, give them what they want, but also give them what they want that they don't know that they want it.
Right.
Like, that.
Yeah, that's a good question, though. I mean, well, what's managing an artist to you?
Managing artists, like, someone that it does kind of just, like, as an artist, you kind of just expect to just be, like, the creator, right? You don't expect to go out there and, like, find the fans, make sure they show up. Like right. You build a fan base based off of your creativity.
Right.
So my like picture of a manager is like he says, you got connections. Mm-hmm. I get you to a spot, you show up, do your thing, you create your fans.
Right.
I can't create your fans for you. I can't make sure they show up. Your art gotta make sure they show up. But some people just think like, you know, connections and stuff. Like I know people. Mm-hmm. Like hey, look, put them on there. But, like, they're not going to put them on the right time, not slot or something like that, or have them, like, early in the morning when they people really, like, don't even get started till the afternoon. Like,
I feel you. Yeah,
that's
why
I'm, like, a manager is, like, a connection that knows to get the spots, like, just actually just put you there.
Yeah.
And then let you do the rest. But, like, if I got you, like, yeah, I get you a spot, right? But I didn't get you the right spot. That means, like, you just a manager that's, like, really not really helpful to me. So you just, like, kind of an acquaintance that's, like, you know people.
Right, right.
I've always looked at managers like a street agent. Like you have your talent agent.
Right.
You know, they deal with like your business stuff. Like everything, like all the legalities and everything. Contracts you gotta sign, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like for an agent, like a talent agent, that's the easiest way for like a business to come to you and be like, hey, like we want your client. But a manager is like your street agent. Again, like I said, those connections. Like, he knows, like, hey, he was talking about the venues. Mm-hmm. He knows the, like, those in and outs and those people. Like, that's the motherfucker. Like, if the agent can't get you a ticket to the game, to the Lakers game, your manager better be able to get you a ticket to the Lakers game.
Right.
Or at least in one of them boxes.
For real.
I got a good comparison. I kind of look at it like a coach. Like, think about it like a basketball coach. Like, think about it like a basketball coach. Like, he can't actually, like, go out there and, you know, play ball and, you know, all these moves and stuff for you.
Sure.
But he can guide you and tell you, you know, what to do. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how mm-hmm. I kind of
no, no, no.
But doesn't that defeat the creative purpose of you just to go out and do your own thing?
No.
I gotta tell you how to do your, hey, look, bro. Your song ain't bringing in the hoes. I'm going to need you to sing a certain
Again, artist development. Like, because that is a part of being a manager is artist development. That's why, like, a lot of managers always say, like, hey, I've managed this person. Because it's like, oh, like, what have you done for that person that you could do for me? And it's just like, well, I can make you better than what you are now. I can tell you what's right. I can tell you what's wrong. Yeah. I can take you to these tournaments and to these other teams and stuff and showcase your talent. But again, like my resources, not necessarily my resources are limited, but just my actual work is limited. Mm. Like I'm still your manager, but I'm still supposed to be the one that's responsible for you.
Right.
But again, like JoJo said, like you the art.
That's what I'm saying. I can't tell you what to do. That is not a manager. That's a mentor.
Same thing. Coach, mentor.
Nah, mentors ain't out there pulling in the contracts and stuff like that.
True, but that's your agent. That's your talent agent.
Man, it's so
it's
many.
So many. There's yeah, so many.
That's why motherfuckers have teams, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is about building your team. Hey, but like you got the consistency. That's the hard part, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. You know how hard it is to be consistent.
You talking about like with posting content and stuff?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I give you because I checked out your page. You're like, you are pretty consistent, and that is, if you ain't consistent, you ain't gonna last.
That's the toughest part of the whole game.
It is, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Look, what sleep? Like I kind of got the name from because like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, shit, I be missing out on a lot of sleep just to you know be up and. Make sure I edit this video and make sure it's scheduled for this day and that day and setting this thing up. It's just, I gotta do it until, like, you know, it gets to the point where I can have a whole team kind of like, you know how Vlad,
yeah.
He posts a lot of content. He got a whole team behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta sacrifice certain things, you know what I'm saying, to get
but
that.
Like, so, like, once you get their team, so like, I was telling Ego this and stuff like that. Let's say you get the team, right?
Yeah.
How do I know I'm getting the same product that I was getting before? You know what I'm saying? It's like almost, think of it like McDonald's, right? I've come to McDonald's so long. You the cook. I know my burger going to be cooked the same way McDonald's always cook it. But now you got a team. And everybody don't know how to cook like you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I come to McDonald's and my burger don't taste the same like you cooked it, I'm, you know what I'm saying? So, what you even got like a plan for like how you gonna like once you get that team that you know that my audience, my consumer, still gonna get the same product that they got before?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I actually see what you're saying, and I ain't gonna lie, I ain't thought that far ahead. But what I can say is like when I do add somebody else on, I'm going to have somebody, like, making, like, a certain type of content. Like, what's a good example? I mean, you know how Adam 22, everybody know Jumper, right? Mm-hmm. You know how he has those people that just come on and, you know, they make the content for him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they doing the interviews for him. And then, yeah. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure he don't do the editing, but he has, like, an editor. As far as, like, my situation, when I'm bringing people on, when I say I have a team now, I might just have maybe, like, one or two people making the content. Because, like, over time, I've gotten better on camera. But I ain't gonna lie, I don't think I'm just, like, the best on camera. And, like, my social skills have gotten better. But where I shine at is, you know, making them titles, you know, them thumbnails, mm-hmm. and, you know, making people click. If I can have somebody that can go on there and is, like, you know, just goofy as hell, asking, you know, the crazy questions to the people that they interviewing, I'd rather do that and then, you know, just pay them whatever. And then mm-hmm. I just, you know, sit at my computer, do all the editing, chill in the house type shit. You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah,
feel
yeah.
I will say this, though. Well, it's really two things.
Yeah.
In the beginning, when we first started doing this.
How long y'all been doing it?
2 years. Almost 2 years.
Word.
Almost 2 years. When we first started doing this, like, this was an idea based off of, like, what our normal conversations be like. Because we just be shooting the shit with like, anybody or just our friends. We just be shooting the shit.
Right.
But it's like, when you put people in front of a mic, it's they going to act different.
Yeah.
So, when we first had to do this, like, We wasn't as good as we are now. Like, we was interrupting each other, talking over each other. Motherfuckers was getting heated. Damn. Again, I told you earlier, we was eating on the motherfucking podcast. Like, yeah. Like we did not know how to, like, actually do this. Like, I'm telling you, like.
It was like a normal ass conversation you have with your boys until the loudest voice get their shit off.
That's funny.
The loudest man gets his shit off.
So like, I get what you're saying. Like, it's hard at first because you're not necessarily used to it. And again, like I should be used to hearing my voice all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like I look at myself back at ego videos. I'm like, oh shit! Like, and I'm hearing myself back up on the audio, and I'm like, oh shit! Like, it's a work in progress,
yeah,
man.
How many times you get behind the mic? Are you? How many interviews are you in?
Oh, am I in myself?
Yeah.
Like, behind the camera, like, interviews that I film.
Like this, kind of like this.
Oh, man, I ain't gonna lie. Not a lot. I've only been doing a lot recently. Like, if I were to guess, I'm gonna have to say about 12.
Okay.
And I think the reason that I'm doing a lot of interviews now is because, you know, the situation that I went through with, you mm-hmm. know, the battling cancer and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But before then, I wouldn't just, and also too, man, I ain't gonna lie, I say anytime somebody invites you on their platform, I think you should do it, because especially like if you're an artist, like I tell this to every artist that I think gives good interviews, because it's like they already have, like, you know, a platform built. So, yeah. You know, all you're doing is going on there and expressing yourself. Y'all both going to benefit off that. Okay. So, like, this interview, I'm not sure how much y'all feel like y'all will benefit off of it. But, you know, I'm going to share it. You know, I'm going to send it to all my people. Everybody going to check it out. So, that's going to be more viewers for y'all. And then and as far as the people that don't know me on y'all platform, I mean, that's more viewers for me. So, you know, it's a win-win situation.
That's a part of, like, that's a part of, like, what we do, honestly. Like, people have, like their saying or, like, their, like, motto or their code or whatever. We ain't created one of those things yet. But, like, that really is, like, we've created this platform to not just elevate ourselves but everybody around us.
Exactly. Yeah,
like, when you come on here, like, we're lifting you up. Like, we're both sharing platforms at this point. Like,
exactly.
Your people is meeting my people. Our people is meeting your people. And we all coming together and learning about each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like you can't go around life thinking that, like, if I can't benefit off of others, I'm going to, like, succeed in this world, man. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the ones that do succeed the most did, like, have at first probably, like, an idea that was, like, you know what? Like, I didn't really care how much money this was going to make me. This was going to serve somebody else, probably. Or the both of us better than, like, the money that we get from it. So, like, we're just grateful that you came on. Like, yeah, man, we're not, like, you could have probably asked us for money to, like, even get on this thing. Or, like, we just grateful, like, you just wanted to come on and chop it up with us, man. And, like, you know, whatever comes out of this, man. And it's appreciative at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, it's vice versa. Like, real shit, I appreciate, you know, y'all for, you know, inviting me, sitting in and let me tell my story. Because, like I said, like, I ain't looking at it as, like, you know, hey, I'm going to benefit off this or they going to benefit off this. Shit, we networking. Like, we know y'all now. Like, I talk to, you know, a lot of artists that come through the city. I can, and I always, you know, give, like, podcast suggestions. Like, they always ask me, like, hey, bro, I'm finna come up, you know, to Nashville, do an interview with you. Who else should I tap in with? I'm going to start telling y'all, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. We always appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And your story, like, once again, like, your story, I always told, like, we had another guy on here who went through some, like, wild, like life, like, changing shit. Yeah. And, like, I'm going to tell you the same thing, like, I told him, man, like, not a lot of people come through, like, the situation you came through. So you got to, like, look in the mirror and be like, man, I am meant for something more. So, like, the thing you doing, bro, the consistency you doing it at, bro, if you manage your life right, and, like, obviously you going to, like, look at your life differently now and try to, like, you know, manage your health a little differently. But, like, you obviously meant for something more, obviously.
Man, thank you. I appreciate you telling me that, for real.
Nah, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
Hell yeah, man. And you got the fight in you.
Yeah, yeah,
shit,
yeah.
You still here?
My ass,
you got the fight in you.
I'm be real. I was thinking to myself, when you tell me after, I was like, dog, why is your ass working? Why was your ass working?
Nah,
my ass would have been knocked out. My mom would have had the Gingerella Verners next to the bed.
So look, though. Look, you want to know what? It's a lady. Her name was Tiffany. She started chemotherapy at the same time as me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Man, she said something to me one day. I think this was probably like, what, I don't know, maybe 2 months in doing chemo. We were seeing each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the, you know, people that spoke to me my first day in chemo, because she could tell I was kind of like, you know, just nervous, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she came to me one day and she was like, man, don't you just miss working? And I was like, hell yeah, bro. You look. You say, like, let's just say if you had to take 6 months, you can't do shit. You can't do nothing. I mean, maybe you can play your game or something like that from time to time, but that shit get old.
Yeah,
time
no
to time.
Doubt,
bro.
No doubt.
If you go too long without doing anything, I promise you, you gonna think to yourself, like, bruh, I low key miss getting up and going to work. Like, I promise you.
Like, getting up and going to work and making some money, or like getting up and going to work and just being active and being at work.
Bro,
and
talking both. To like, I'm trying to
both,
tell you. I'm trying to tell, like,
I've been like, bro, I'm gonna make some money.
Cause look, I remember times when, like, I just
I can't
used
wait
to
wait for somebody to talk to me dirty again.
Bro, look, I'm telling y'all. I used to always say to myself all the time, like, bro, I'm sick of working. Like, man, I wish I could sit at home and not do nothing. And then when you do it, you like, what the fuck is this shit? What am I, like, real shit?
Hey, week two, you bored as hell.
I'm bored as fuck. Like, you can only play
the same thing.
Exactly. You can only play so many games. You can only watch so many TV shows. You feel me?
Yeah, low key, like, if 2020 didn't teach you nothing when you were
crazy. See, that's the best example.
I like, God damn, it's boring.
Hey, yeah. Niggas was waiting for a new show on Netflix for days.
We was going stupid on Tiger King. I was like, what was this?
But nah, I ain't gonna lie though. What you said? Why was I working? That was you said that, right? You was like, man, why was you working?
No,
like, low key, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say I was bullshitting, but man, I'm a real workaholic. That's why, you know, I even drunk energy drinks how I was, cause like I just always like eat active. Like, y'all know how like weed strains have indica, sativas, and hybrids and shit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Me, I'ma always pick the sativa because I am not trying to be in the couch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you try to be active. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's just me. Like, I'ma always try to be active. So, like, yeah, when I said I got depressed, like, that stuff was really starting to get to me. You know what I'm saying? Just waking up, being in the bed all day. Like, that shit really lame.
The same
routine. I don't see how people do that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. I don't see how people do that.
Some people find peace in that shit.
Man, I don't
low key, bro. You need to.
I don't know.
There's some people on disability that just finesse that shit and just sit at home all day. I don't get that.
Bro. I don't know.
I'm right there with you, dog. I took because like people talk about politics so much and shit, and like somebody told me that you can go online and take a 6 like layer test and figure out what type of political, like, where you are on the political spectrum.
Okay.
And I went and took that shit today, It said I'm like like on the graph, I'm like on the middle, but like libertarian left. And so like I was like, all right, I didn't know that shit. But like some of the questions on there were so outlandish. But like the reason why I brought this up was because I don't even remember.
Damn,
that's funny. Hey, no, it'd be like that sometimes, though. It'd be like that. You just,
I don't even know.
Hey, why. it's gonna probably come back to you on some random shit.
What were we talking about right before this?
I was talking about like me still trying to work, even though like I was sick.
Talking about
hell.
Being a workaholic, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, nah, look,
so important too. It's gonna come back
to you on some random shit. Probably it's probably gonna hit you at like you're gonna wake up at like 3:30 in the morning on some random shit. Like,
I know,
man, that's what was
I'm
gonna happen.
I'm so pissed. It was such a good point too. Now everybody knows.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but man, if you, I'm not a workaholic, so if you're a workaholic, I get it. Like, yeah. If you, but I also do get like, bro, being in that state of mind, like over and over and over and over again, just seeing the same cycle and wanting to break that.
Yeah.
But like, so was you still doing a blog at that time too?
I think I stopped posting like around, October. So. But maybe like September.
Okay.
Because I was diagnosed, I think, in like August 2021. I don't even remember. So much is going on at one point. I know it was either August or September, and I just remember I stopped posting in like October. And like I said, I didn't pick it back up till like January. And then I still kind of took a little break. But really, like for real, it was like spring. Really, like around last year is when I just started picking it back up. I was like, all right, I got to start being back consistent. I lost a whole lot of followers in the meantime, too. That shit crazy.
Bro, I'm telling you, I posted something the other day that was like a Denzel Washington thing. And it was like, what, dreams without goals are just dreams. And, yeah. And they're ultimately just like, you know, fuel disappointment. But like once you have like that like goal from the dream, like the next thing you got to do is consistency. Because then consistency is going to see it through the end.
Yeah, consistency. I ain't gonna lie.
So tough, bro.
Well, what y'all doing? Consistency is so important. Like, man, look, y'all gotta always try. Man, just always try and stay overbooked. You feel me?
It, bro.
Or the followers gonna follow.
I'm gonna be real with you. Like, it was hard finding ego. It was hard when one of our co-hosts moved to Tampa.
Oh man.
It was hard. When our last editor was bullshitting the entire time.
Oh, like, man.
It was hard. But the hardest motherfucking thing it was to show up every Tuesday. Like, that was the main thing that we had to come to an agreement with for us to, like, keep this thing successful. Like, if we didn't show up every Tuesday or every, like, day, like, every week that we had that pod, we knew it was going to fall by the wayside. Because, like, we grown-ass men, we all got priorities.
Facts.
Like, outside of our passion. So, it's like, if you don't have that, if you're not conditioning yourself, and that's the thing. Like, we was like, we got to condition ourselves to, like, one day out of the week, we got to focus on this shit.
Yeah.
So, it's easy when, like, you, it's easier to be consistent at home because, you know, you at home, you get up on your computer, I'm right there, I can do this thing.
Right.
I'm like getting people together, you know, some weather, and then some people like plans change. It's like,
yeah,
boy,
vacations.
Boy, I can't imagine being like a real news crew and you got your like, you've been like literally advertising, yo, such and such is gonna be here, we're gonna get this viewership, and then boom, he canceled last minute. I heard like Frank Ocean disappointed some people at Coachella and shit, but like the reason, like, you know, they threw out the headlines so fast and made him look like a villain. But then the reason behind it was like, all right, shit, let me ease up off of this. And I didn't know that.
What was the reason?
They said he broke his leg or something like that.
What? The way he was dancing and shit, he broke his leg?
Yeah, but he wasn't even dancing that hard, they said. They said he was like kind of like lazy in his performance and stuff like that.
I ain't watch it, but like I was just seeing the tweets. Y'all be on Twitter?
Yeah, I love
place. Oh, yeah.
I love that place.
Reddit right up there.
Yeah, Twitter and Reddit. See, you hip. Twitter and Reddit.
Don't be listening to these funded back like corporations by these people that ain't know what they doing.
Yeah, Twitter.
Listen to the people.
Twitter and shit. But yeah, I was seeing like all the, I was just seeing like all of it on Twitter, you know. Mm-hmm. I follow a lot of people that was, you know, fans of Frank Ocean and watching Coachella and shit like that. So yeah. That's, I didn't watch it. Did y'all watch it?
Nah, I didn't watch it. I was just seeing the tweets. Because it's a lot of artists that be doing that shit. Didn't Morgan Wallen just cancel his concert like 10 minutes before it just started? Nigga, what?
Yeah, refunded tickets don't do that justice. Especially if you travel to that place just to see.
Nigga, man. I'm still waiting on when Drewski gonna say he coming back to Nashville, bro. Like, cause they canceled his show.
Was that at the Ryman?
Yeah, they canceled his show.
Why they cancel?
I have no fucking idea. The nigga was in New York, and then the nigga just kept going on to the Carolinas. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I got a call from one of my friends that I was gonna go to the show with, and he was like, "Hey man, they said Drewski rescheduled," and I'm telling rescheduled, so I'm like.
Was that around the time
reschedule that
he,
when?
That was around the time that he rolled his ankle, though, right?
Nah, bro. He was supposed to be here last Monday. And they called it off that Friday or Saturday.
When did he bust his ankle off that stage?
Last month.
Okay, yeah.
He's still dancing. He ain't roll his shit that bad. He ain't breaking shit.
Yeah, because ain't he been posting videos?
Oh, yeah. He been posting hella videos.
Man, I just seen a funny-ass Drewski video. Y'all see that? Y'all be gaming?
It depends on what game now.
Oh well, I'm one of them people that like in my free time. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a game. I ain't today because I've been having a lot to do. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, man, I'm gonna make sure I pull up here. So I'm gonna probably game a little later. But he had this video. It was funny as fuck. It was like how niggas be on the game. Like niggas change their whole demeanor on the game. Wait, like
Drewski, hold this shit up.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Drewski funny as fuck, bro. Drewski funny as fuck.
I just know it's on my story. So if you're trying to find it real quick, if you go to my story, you'll see it.
Was it this one? The durag?
Oh, yeah. Damn, that shit 2 years old. My first time seeing it was literally today.
Yeah, that's how the algorithms be.
What's that?
That's me.
C4, just Drew C4. Fuck!
Bro. You got it again?
Yeah. Shit, I probably got something in my bag right there.
And then,
yeah, just check. You roll up.
I got you, homie.
I ain't gonna lie. This shit.
That's how it really
everybody know how you. Hey, when
you threw a fucking C4. Fuck.
What?
He threw. No.
Look, man. If you was back in college, those moments where like all the niggas got together and played the game together.
Uh huh.
Oh my, bro. I'm talking about music blasting, 2K going. Niggas fighting shit.
Yeah,
you got drinks being pulled up. That was the best times.
For real.
Oh my gosh, it was the best times.
I ain't even get to experience that.
I ain't finished. But
where you go? Where did you go?
I was in UNC Charlotte.
UNC Charlotte.
I went to Art Institute. Then I went to UNC Charlotte.
Also, it was fun as hell at the university.
I'm gonna be real, bro. Like most colleges, all the same, bro. You kids out there? If you in high school. It don't matter what college you go to, as long as it's a university, you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, word.
You're going to have fun.
And make connections and talk to people.
But look, the most important is, you know, making them connections and, you know, getting your education. Don't just go there and bullshit. Like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That was the one advice I gave to my nephew. I was like, bro, if you do anything in college, I'm like, bro, take this opportunity to just connect with people, bro. Like, get the education. Obviously, you don't want to waste money because you're there. But, like, make sure you're talking to people. They be like, nah, don't go to parties. I'm like, you can go to parties. You ain't got to drink or nothing like that. But just make connections, talk to people. Because, man, like, them people from college, bro, they really be everywhere. They disperse and you got connects everywhere.
They disperse and become something.
Yeah.
Hey, can I bring up something or was y'all finna
swear? No, go ahead.
I was just finna say, like, one thing that I'm real big on is making connections. Like,
it's huge.
If you just talk to like certain people, they'll probably like say like, oh yeah, I probably like they'll probably know a little something about Kyrie, or probably most likely what sleep. A lot of motherfuckers don't know my name for real. They just know what sleep. But I'm real big on like making connections. Like I can't remember who it was that pointed out, but somebody pointed out how like I have like I don't have like, you know, just one group of friends. Like I got friends that do this, do that, like a lot of shit. Connections, making connections, and like just talking to people and just telling people who you are. Like even if you like shy, cause if you ain't know me like I don't know what 3-4 years ago, you would probably think like, damn, this nigga shy. But like I done learned to, you know, just just talk to people. Like, making connections is, like, big, especially, like, with what we doing. Man, you can talk to somebody, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know so-and-so, so-and-so. And you can be like, hey, shit, tell him how he feels about, you know, just coming on my podcast, you know? Making connections is so important. I want to emphasize that. That shit is so important. Like, network like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
Shit, like, if I ain't network with Bobby, shit, I wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Huge. So, yeah, shout out to Bobby.
Huge. I was telling, I had so many dang people live in my house. This one guy. I ain't gonna give out his name, but he was from Michigan. Word. And he did the radio and stuff like that. He did a Christian radio. And he said he would, like, get up and, like, just, like, kind of pray every morning, or, like, give a scripture and pray every morning. He's like, nah, nobody really listen. But, like, one day his boss came up to him and was like, you know what, we gotta shut the thing down unless we get, like, a certain amount of money.
Wow.
He was like, dang, I ain't got that money. So he was like, I'm just gonna keep going until the end date and just, like, you know, ask people that, like, you know, tell them about the situation, and if it, like, people listen and give the money, they do.
Yeah.
And he said it was, like, on the last day, somebody finally, like, called and was like, yeah, I've been listening the whole time, heard your situation, and gave that, like, full amount to keep it funded and stuff like that. And I thought that was the craziest thing, because if you met this man, I was like, dang. I'm like,
nigga, you wouldn't have gave him that money.
Yeah. But, like, he's good people, had a good heart, but, like, the moral of the story is, like, you know, like, if you just keep, like, almost like if you keep doing your thing, somebody's gonna listen, and they, like the fan, like, the people that believe in you, they really gonna support you. Like, they will support. It's crazy how, like, much they will support you. I didn't know that until, like, you know, I've seen it with my dad and his church, and I've seen it with, like, just random people, like, that be coming and, like, giving their stories. Like, bro, mm-hmm. like, if you do your thing and people believe in you, like, it's crazy. Yeah, what they do for you.
It be people that, like, don't know you that support you the most too. That's what's crazy. That's another reason why you just network and make connections like a motherfucker.
You, like, you never realize, like, how inspiring you can be to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, and that shit, like, it's a weird feeling too, like, cause it's not like something that, it's not something that you used to, that you just used to doing, like, growing up or something. Like, you never, like, I never felt like I inspired people as a kid. Like, even when I was in the church and I'd be up there doing, like, kids choir, men's choir, whatever, and I'd be up there singing and motherfuckers up there having the Holy Ghost and shit. Like, I didn't feel like I was inspiring people. I just felt like I was up there doing my thing.
Yeah.
But, like, the moment that, like, people, like, actually walk up to me, like, bro, like, I fuck with what you doing. Like, man, like you, like, you're such a positive light. Like how you were saying, like, we're like, I'm a positive person. Like, I just have a positive light and a positive outlook. Like, people look at that shit and, like, they feed off of it because it inspires them. Facts. And you never really know it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it could be, like you said, it could be a whole stranger out there. It could be an acquaintance that you don't really, like, you a friend of them, but, like, you don't really fuck with them like that.
Yeah.
But in they world, they look at you like, bro, like, that's that nigga. Like, I am so motivated by him.
Yeah. Can I ask some in on that too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, so I was same thing. So I really didn't know how many people that what I mean, I don't know if it's true, but a lot of people were saying how, like, I inspired them, you know what I'm saying, because of my platform. I didn't realize, like, how much people that, you know, I inspired until I got sick and people was telling me, like, hey, you inspired me to do this, you inspired me to do that. And I had plenty of people say, like, man, you the reason why I started podcasts. Like, it's really crazy. Like, you probably inspiring both of y'all, everybody in here, y'all probably inspiring way more people than y'all know it. They probably just not saying it. They probably just watching, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm big on making sure, like, as far as, like, the internet, I always try to, you know, put out positive things. Like, I don't try to let, like, the wrong things get to the internet, like family problems, relationship problems, because these people that, like, we inspiring, so they going to look at everything, you know what I'm saying? And they going to see that, and they going to remember that.
It's going to be clickbait.
Yeah, and so I always try to make sure I'm just, if I'm putting something out, like, I just try to, you know, just keep my image positive, because, like, you just never know how many people you're inspiring. Like, the amount of people that message me after, like, I made the post and, like, it was going around, like, what's going on, shit was, like, mind-blowing to me. Like, I think even Bobby, no, it was somebody else, but somebody else that me and Bobby know was telling me, like, man, that's actually how I found out about What Sleep. And then, you know, to, like, actually sit here and talk to you is, like, actually inspiring. I was like, damn, what the fuck? Shit crazy.
Uh-huh.
That shit wild.
And it's like, dang, like, I ain't.
It's motivational, too. It makes you keep going.
Because you have this goal, and like you said, like, we've mentioned the word consistency. Like, you putting in that practice.
Right.
You putting in that work. And you ain't going to see the reward anytime soon.
Uh-uh. It's so hard, bro. I wish. I was trying to think to myself, like, I didn't mean to cut your story off, but like, I was thinking to myself the other day, I was like, what if, like, everybody wants to be like, you know, Odell Beckham Jr., Cristiano Ronaldo, Tiger Woods, right? Yeah. And like this, or like, you know, even like some people play video games, want to be ninja, like so cold a video games, like it's like second nature to them.
Yeah.
But like when you were a kid, you didn't really understand or appreciate like how much time you had to put in to be great. Like, and some people's parents didn't even tell you. They were just like, oh, you were just killing it out there. Like, oh, nah, bro. You just got to work harder. Like, I put in the time and grind, and we still going to get better. You don't even know how good you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, like, how do you even know? Like, how do you teach somebody? How do you grasp that at a young age if somebody's telling you? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you got it. Like, you, like, who, like, my question to you is, like, who in your life is, like, that, like,
inspired me?
Yeah, because, like, I've had people in my house, like, you know, I don't want to, like, name drop or anything, like, but, like, you, I could be, like, a consistent person that wakes up and go to work every morning, right?
Right.
And I could see that, like, to pay the lights, to pay the bills and stuff like that, but, like, I don't want to do the same. I'm not inspired to do the same. Like, I can tell that's not, like, it's coming from somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Some people, like, some, I can't go sit here and say, like, some people inspire to work hard and other people's not. I don't, it's hard for me to believe that.
Yeah. Well, so you asked who is some people that, like, inspire me?
Yeah, like, okay. Cause, like, or you just always been, like, since, like, a young kid, you just, like, always want to wake up and just grind.
Well, yeah, I've always wanted to wake up and just grind, but I ain't gonna lie, I got a whole bunch of role models, and I'm gonna try to name the ones that stick out to me the most. First off, my mom. My mom, she actually had me when she was real young. She was 18, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, my mom is, like, well off. Like, she's very, very well off. But I just remember, it ain't always used to be like that. Like, we used to live, like, with my granny until, like, I was, like, 12. Mm-hmm. So she ain't always been right there. So she motivates me every day. Like, I tell her all the time because, like, I literally seen her go from, like, you know, not having nothing,
mm-hmm,
to like having a whole lot. So that's one person that inspired me, and like that's something that I actually seen. So, you know, I can actually, like, that's why, that's, mm-hmm, probably, that's another reason, that's the main reason why, like, I believe. Also, my uncle, he owns this shop called Pressure Smoke and Vape.
Yep.
That's another person that I actually, like, seen. Like, I feel he's always had, like, he's always had money, but he's always had that drive. Like, I seen him, you know, just think of an idea, like Pressure, and, like, bring it to light and, you know, really make some out of it. Another person, I'm going to go to somebody that's, like, in the media world, what we do. Vlad, he inspires me. I know a lot of people don't like his content because, you know, the type of questions he might ask people, you know, just the way he does certain things. But I inspire his work ethic. If you go on his YouTube, bro, he literally posts like 15 fucking clips a day. That's fucking crazy.
That is a lot.
15.
That is a lot.
That's crazy.
I don't even know if I can talk that much a day.
Damn.
Yeah, literally 15.
Imagine the editing time, bro.
Bro, I know, like, I know his quality time is stupid, crazy nice to him. And I'm like, let me just listen to silence for a second.
And you got to be updated. Like, this ain't no, oh, okay, the day is over. What happened today? Type shit. Like, nah, like, shit just happened. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Post it.
Real shit.
You got to respect that, though. I got to.
Yeah, and somebody else, his name, I shout dude out on every platform. I hope y'all know who he is. Well, maybe not. Maybe y'all know his platform, but his name is Joseph McFashion. Does that name ring a bell at all? Mm. Well, he runs this platform called For Show Magazine.
I've heard of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it has. He's close to like 800,000 subscribers on YouTube, but how I kind of like get people familiar with it is actually T Grizzly's first day out. He dropped that song on that platform. That's what took him off. So that's what I use, like, as an example, you know, to point out who he is and, like, the type of platform he has. But he inspires me, like, and we actually, like, pretty cool. Like, I talked to him from time to time. I told him. He told me if I ever come up to Detroit, I can actually do an interview with him. But I seen him grow that platform. Like, I think I subscribed to that when I was, like, when it was at like 100,000 subscribers or probably a little less than that. But I seen him build that platform. Really, I ain't gonna lie, just anybody in media that does what we do, like seeing them like grow, that shit just inspires me. Like, y'all don't even know it, but y'all inspired me. Like, this shit is lit how you got this set up like this. Like, you got like the mic set up. Like, bro, we inspire people. Y'all really inspiring people too. Like, this mic, like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never seen no mics like this, and you got four of them. This bitch is hard. Like, what the fuck? This shit gold. Like, what the hell?
I'm trying to get them Joe Budden mics.
y'all inspiring me. I feel like I need to upgrade my shit now.
It's like we said, man, like, when you like how you was naming the people, I was trying to think about like the people who inspired me. It kind of made me realize, like you said, like those connections. When you start meeting those people that are like in the entertainment industry doing their thing,
right?
And you see how they live in, you see how they like their day to day life is. You see how they work. You see how they play. You see how they, you know, handle family business and everything like that. And like, it's like I just be watching them. Like, dang, like y'all legit.
For real,
y'all are legit. And then you look at like this is legit, and then this right here is just half-assed. And this is like, it, there's a difference between I want it and like I'm literally making it happen. Because people will think that they making it happen, but it's like, no, you half-assed it. You're not going all the way in. And when you got a passion, bro, you got to go all the way in. You're not gonna make it on the other side unless you like a one-hit wonder, or like you just blessed because somebody found you.
Yeah, and that's rare.
Like a needle in the haystack or some shit. Like, you got to come out on that other side. And like I said, like, even with the consistency thing, like the other things we was talking about that we was gonna have to make this successful, was like, bro, like, we got to be legit.
Real shit.
Everybody want a manager, but they don't want to manage themselves.
Like, if you gonna have a podcast, then you ain't never. Mixed before, you ain't never edited before, you ain't never did content, you have never spoken a mic, like, what? You don't know what the fuck you doing.
You gotta do research.
Yeah, like, you don't know what the fuck you doing. And we all had different talents when we came in, but nobody was the complete package. Nobody has had a podcast before. Nobody has done all this stuff before. Like I said, our last guy that was editing and doing our shit, like, way different to Ego. Shout out to Ego.
Yeah, shout out to Ego, man. I fuck with, bro. Shout out to Ego. He the reason why, bro. I'm on.
Like, like, and is that right there? Like,
everybody did want, hey, like, I'm not going to lie, everybody wanted perfection the first, like, 3 months. They're like, damn, this don't sound good.
This ain't it. Man, y'all, I thought y'all was starting a podcast. This is like some bullshit.
What, you had some people say that to you?
No.
Doubt. There's some doubt. It was a lot of doubt, because
I ain't gonna lie. Like, a lot of people was excited when we first started doing this, because again, we know a lot of people. We heavily connected. Yeah. Sure. But it's again, like, when we first started doing this, we knew we got to dip our toes in it first. Like, we wasn't.
You got to try some shit.
Swear, like, we didn't have that huge initial investment to just be like, boom, 150 stacks on a new podcast.
Would be nice.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, would be nice. But it's like, boom, all right, we got this new production. Like, we ain't had it. Like, this is straight out of pockets.
Right.
So you got to crawl before you can walk.
Yeah.
So some folks didn't have that patience at first. They like, oh, okay.
Some of the,
like,
people y'all started with.
Exactly. Okay. Like, they didn't have that patience at first because they like, I mean, I fuck with it, but, you know, it's just like, it's not these other podcasts. Which, I mean, like, I understood it. It's like, damn, like, you know what? We got to get better. And that's been our whole thing from the get-go. Like, if you can't be legit, if you can't look legit, if your brand, if a company can't look at your brand and be like, oh yeah, that's a real brand, like, it looks like a real brand, it look like they follow the guidelines of a real brand, like, I by looking at this, it passes the eye test. If you can't pass the eye test, you're not gonna do shit. I'm sorry, your numbers ain't going up. Your content better be so fire that niggas don't care about looking at it and just want to hear you say some shit.
Nah, you want to know something though? Presentation is very important in this shit. Very important. But I'm glad that y'all, you know, just jumped into it, because look, I got people that I got, I'm going to say, people that I know. I got associates that I know that always, like, I asked them, like, hey, man, when you gonna start this? And they're like, oh, man, I gotta get this or I gotta get that. Man, sometimes you just gotta, like, you gotta start somewhere. Like, yeah. I feel like, I done seen this happen. Some people gonna look up 6 months from now and they still planning on starting their podcast. Like, bro, if you got an iPhone, bro, just, man, you gotta start somewhere, you feel me? Really, I mean, y'all already ahead, but really it's good that y'all, you feel me, just jumped into it. Like, I salute y'all for that shit. I did the same thing. Bro, I was my first interviews, it was it's a dude that hate me now. I don't even know if it's good to speak on that, but, like, yeah, that dude, the first interview I did, like, I just interviewed anybody that I could.
Yeah.
And I didn't interview people that, like, didn't show up and would text, like, the person that showed up and was like, if y'all manager, if y'all ain't trying to reschedule, then fuck that bullshit. And this same person literally came back to, you know, try to do one later.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, man, bro, we got to start somewhere. Like, you know what? Y'all might have people from time to time try to compare y'all to whatever other podcasts, because I be having people compare me to, you know, other bloggers. Like, they've been doing that since the beginning.
Yeah.
But they, like, they be talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, an end product. Like, you can't really compare something when you first started to something that's been in business for, what, 10 fucking years?
Exactly.
You feel me? Yeah. So when that does happen, don't let that discourage y'all.
Okay. Oh, I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all doing y'all thing.
It don't discourage it. It's one of those things where you, like, you know what? You just gotta level up.
Yeah, fact.
You just gotta level up.
it's always sweeter. The reward is always sweeter when you take your time, man. It's hard. Everybody want to see it overnight, you know? We see social media is, like, just portrayed that, like, it can happen overnight, but that's how they make their money.
Yeah, that shit is not it. I literally have a post on my timeline right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna find it real quick. It's all the way at the bottom because I posted it a long time ago. I'm finna...
You need to pin that shit to the top.
I don't know if you want to pull this up on the screen, but... Well, just go to my Instagram. It says, don't compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. That was Amazon in 1994.
Hell yeah. That's crazy.
And then I slid over to, like, the first little room that I had. Mm-hmm. That's when I did. That was a room in, like, the house I was living in at first. Don't let nobody compare, you know what I'm saying, your year 2 to their year 20, you feel me?
Shout out.
Yeah, y'all doing y'all thing. I wouldn't lie to y'all.
Nah, man,
I'm gonna tell all my people. I'm gonna tell everybody.
My main thing, bro, like, my main thing is just the professionalism. As long as we keep this thing looking clean and professional,
mm-hmm.
the day that next initial investment come in, bro, it's wraps.
Yep.
It's wraps. Cause that's really, like, a lot of people don't understand how much, like, an initial investment, like, really helps.
On my mama.
Versus, like, the talent, bro. Like,
on my mama, if you gave me $50,000, I flipped that bitch so fast. bro, this off $100 and a discount on Amazon. Come on now.
And we still got some in the budget.
Yeah, chill out now. Don't let me get a hold of right investment.
Like, that really is, like, a lot of people think that, like, because some folks do make it off of their hard work. I'm not going to discredit that.
Respect.
A lot of people do make it off of their hard work. But you can't overlook that, like, not everything is off of somebody's back.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had the funds to make that shit happen.
Yeah.
Not everybody going to have the funds, but, I mean, shit. You got a vision, you got a plan, you make it happen, you find a way.
Hell yeah. Shit. Somebody gonna help the fund, you know? That's what the whole point of the vision is. They gonna see your vision, like, nigga, let me fund your vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was these the first mics y'all started with?
Yeah, these the same ones, bro. OG mics.
That's crazy.
I know, they still stand there.
Yeah, these some good ass mics, though.
fully depreciated.
Bro, hold up. When I first did the interviews, y'all, look, the mic that I started off with literally cost like $20. It was the one that you hook into the camera,
mm-hmm,
and, like,
mm-hmm,
you know, you clip it on, and, like, you couldn't even really hear me behind the camera for real. So y'all gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, that's it.
That's lit.
Dude, love it.
He learned a lot. he didn't even really know how to mix like that before doing this. Like even yeah, the
I'm
podcast.
In,
like,
I'm in accounting and finance. I ain't no music engineer. I'm over here trying to figure out how to go from word to record and
because the render. Nigga we had couldn't fucking do it. Like that's the thing, bro. We had a nigga for this, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to like actually come up. He would be in this house when we were recording and still wouldn't yeah. come upstairs just, and fucking help nah, out. The shit was fucking crazy.
Some people and some people you know how you say they compare your year 20 to year 1. Yeah, some people want to just be there at year 20 and don't want to be there year 1 through 19.
I see that all the time, bro. Hell no. If they ain't around helping y'all build this shit, they do not need to be around.
It's tough.
Whenever y'all bringing in $100,000 a month off this shit.
That's what I be thinking. I'm like, bro, look, don't let social media drain, like brainwash y'all. If y'all look at the board members of any one of these companies, multi-billion-dollar companies, these are either people who worked their way up or OGs. They ain't literally just people that just came in, was clicky, was like friends, and was like, you know what? Let me put you on the board.
Real shit.
Were. And if they not from the company, they came from another company where they had a good job.
Yeah, they were doing the same thing. Yeah, right.
Got a good ass reputation.
Yeah, they resume was strong.
Right.
Yeah.
Resume was strong.
Niggas said, oh, they got experience.
You could afford to click like that.
Swear to God, I don't know what the fuck you did in that company, but you was there for 10 years.
Yeah, come on now. That's why I'd be like, no. I was like, man, who be teaching some of y'all business nowadays?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Speaking of tenure and shit, I'm glad we getting on this because now we can finally transition to this story I've been wanting to talk about.
Man, talk about your story.
What up?
I ain't gonna lie, bruh. Please tell me y'all saw the story about the school bus driver that got hit with 30 charges.
What the fuck?
Of child abuse.
Oh, wait, I think I know what you're talking about.
For brake checking.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
That's so wild.
I seen that.
That is
brake
so
checking.
Wild.
That's crazy, though. Do y'all think it's deserved?
Yes.
50. Look, I ain't gonna lie. Like, yeah, nigga, you legally.
You can't be brake
legally,
checking. Legally,
you ain't supposed to be brake checking.
No,
like,
yeah, I agree.
You should have been fired.
Not with kids.
But charged. He shouldn't have been charged. He should have been fired. Maybe suspended without pay, but not charged.
That's assault with a vehicle. What are you talking about?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't wish jail or nothing like that on nobody. But look, think about it. Like, you got kids?
Nah, I ain't got kids, but I used to be a kid.
I got nothing.
I know what it was like on that damn bus.
All right, but look, though. Don't none of us have kids yet. But just think about, you know what I'm saying, if your kid was on there and they brake checked somebody and somebody hit him, the kid got hurt. You feel me? That's probably how most people
now,
looking
at it. Now, see, I understand a could be, but this ain't no could be.
You got
this
a
point. This is what happened. They ain't hit no car. And whoever got themselves hurt was a little kid who wasn't listening. And this is my thing.
Yeah. All right.
So he brake checked. He ain't hit no car.
Right.
He tapped the brake.
Yeah, because they weren't listening.
He was saying like, I ain't the motherfucker was smooth, bro. We've all been on the bus.
Right.
We know that them kids is bad as fuck. Yeah. They not listening.
Nah. Yeah.
These parents is even more ass because they not whooping ass.
I know, but you can't look. I'm gonna sit here and argue that like, all right. I ain't upset that you brake checking kids that ain't listening to you, but don't be brake checking the kids that are also in their seat, chilling with their head forward, probably jamming to some music, you know?
I guarantee you them kids.
Or knocked out with their head on the window,
bro. I guarantee you them kids was sitting down and wasn't the ones that got hurt.
He did teach him a lesson. I bet they won't. You know,
and that's
what
he said.
No,
he
talk,
said it in the video. He said it
King,
in the video.
Don't let King flame
about,
like
nah,
this
it
story.
Ain't about King because he said it in the video. He said, "Sit down, y'all need to sit down. Y'all want to see what happens when you sit down? Okay, two. All right, that's what happens when you don't want to sit down.
That's crazy.
I didn't watch the video.
I seen a tweet.
So that's how I knew what you was talking about.
Put a
but
video.
I ain't know.
But all due respect, we all know how they supposed to handle that.
He gave them kids a warning, bro. He gave them kids a warning.
But like, we all know how that guy's supposed to handle that situation.
How's he supposed to handle it?
Supposed to pull over to the side. He's supposed to get up, and he's supposed to military walk that thing back and forth and tell everybody sit their ass down in each seat. He ain't supposed to be brake checking. You know that.
Yeah. He is wrong. I mean, he's wrong for brake checking with, 30-plus kids in the car. I see why people are outraged, but, I mean, I don't know. I kind of get it. I wouldn't have did it.
Look.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, man, he wouldn't have had to brake check if your badass kid wasn't fucking standing up and jerking around on the damn bus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just like, they got to sit down. Some of them got to sit down and stuff like that. I mean, but it's like,
damn.
Did he forget that there was like a camera in there?
No, he like, knew the camera was in there.
Was there? Have you ever rode a bus before? Like,
yeah, I rode the bus for some time.
Was there cameras on y'all's bus? I could have swore there's always
cameras
been a camera.
It was cameras
there.
On our bus.
Like, I think so. Yeah.
Like, how do you forget that there's a camera? You can't just do stuff.
But that's
like
the thing.
That.
He didn't forget. Like this man is a $100,000 is 100,000 bus drivers out there in the United States. This man right here. It's a whole bunch of them out there that drives this bus all the time. A lot of people don't know that they need bus drivers.
Oh, yeah. So they short supply.
Oh, they in real short supply. They're not paying niggas to drive buses.
Yeah, them so kids bad
gonna,
as fuck.
You just gonna get slapped on the wrist for doing
that? It's not about that. It's the fact that you gotta know what you have to know what you're getting out of the workers that's still here. They're the bus drivers that either has been driving this bus for a long time,
no doubt.
Or they the niggas that you know they need this job, so they really don't care about some kids' safety. They really just trying to get this check. And if you ain't sitting your ass down, then I'm gonna make you sit your ass down.
Break chicken, nah.
But I guarantee you, come on, that's not the if you really gonna sit here and tell me you want break check on bus 36. Come on now.
Hey man, my bus driver will stay. I was surprised.
Come on now, she all.
Hey, look, Tennessee was a whole lot, like, Nashville was a whole lot different back in the day.
Nah, come on.
They didn't have all these stoplights and shit, so, like, my bus driver was driving reckless and would, like, look back in the
rear. We rode the same bus, bro. Our bus driver wasn't playing that shit neither. Sit your ass down.
Bro, I used to have a bus driver, bro. That dude used to fly. Like, bro, used to gun it. I mean, like, golly.
Driving that thing like an 18-wheeler on the interstate.
Bro.
Gonna charge him on 30 counts of reckless endangerment.
Hey, what'd y'all listen to? What'd y'all listen to on the bus drive to school? What radio? Shit, was it a radio station?
Oh, no. I had an iPod.
iPod?
Yeah, you was
so
lucky.
So I was listening to my own shit. But I ain't gonna lie. My parents, like, they spoiled me growing up. Mm-hmm. I had the Beats. Y'all know how niggas used to walk around school with the Beats on?
Yeah.
When I was on the bus, the short time that I did ride the bus, I used to come on there with the Beats, and I was, you know, listening to my own
Actually,
shit.
I don't even think we had Beats when we was in high school.
For real.
Nah, we pretty old.
Yeah, we pretty old. We graduated 2011.
I'm telling you, like, iPhone just came out
iPhones came out when we was a sophomore, like sophomore, freshman year.
I remember the first time I saw that hoe. Like, we gathered around that hoe like it was
bro,
crazy.
Looking at an iPod became a phone, nigga.
Yeah.
You was like, what the fuck? Rich kids had it.
We were like, how did they change the music to a phone?
Yeah. No, look, back when we was in high school, you was lit as hell if you had the iPod and the iPhone.
Oh, yeah, y'all niggas was
because
cheap.
Remember, the iPhone, you used to be able to play music on it. Remember?
Uh-huh.
You used to play music on it at one point. So yeah. That's why the iPod was like a good option. But, you know, iPods is pointless now. Get a fucking iPhone, you feel
exactly.
me? I think they fucked that up, but, I mean, they made their back. You know what I'm
saying? They did.
Yeah,
we had a lit bus driver. She was playing...
what was y'all listening
101.1
to?
101.1. Oh, yeah.
Every morning.
Damn.
I think, like...
Steve Harvey Show.
92Q and
is
shit.
Is it Mario or Marion? You Should Let Me Love You?
No, that's Mario.
Mario,
yeah, Let Me Love You.
That thing came on every morning. and every time around like 3 p.m., bro. As soon as you got on the bus and in the morning, as soon as you got off the bus in the afternoon, you heard that same damn song. They were pushing him.
Every time I got off the bus, I heard Joe Emergency.
Usher's Confessions was heavy around that time, too.
Hey, I got a question, though. Well, what music, like, y'all be listening to? Like, who's some artists, like, you listen to, like, if you can name, both of y'all can name, like, three people y'all, like, really fuck with the hardest?
Go ahead, JoJo.
I'm a Don Toliver fan.
Word.
Artists I fuck with a lot. Yeah. Charlie Puth, if I was gonna go pop.
Oh, word. I ain't familiar with him.
He's just, like, a singer.
Word.
A singer.
Hit maker.
Yeah.
Word.
Can sing the hell out of some tracks.
He's one of those dudes that... would literally get on his keyboard, press record on his channel, on his YouTube channel, and make a fucking jingle that turns into a hit off of some bullshit.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the tops. And then other than that, I'm probably listening like to, shoot, man. I guess just lately.
Yeah, it's hard to pick three,
I know. I know, man. The Kid LAROI. Been listening to a lot of this stuff lately. Yeah.
I heard of him because I used to listen to a lot of Juice WRLD. I got put on him and that song he had with Juice WRLD. You know which one I'm talking about. It's called Go. You know.
Dude, I heard of Kid LAROI through him, and then that's because Juice WRLD. I knew about Juice WRLD when Juice WRLD came out, but I never had just like hopped on the wave just yet. But just hearing all of the artists that fuck with Juice WRLD, I've always heard a lot of Juice WRLD.
And he made a lot of depressing.
And then I heard about like how he like slick like him and Chicago rap G Herbo. How him and G Herbo basically like helped the Kid LAROI like kind of break out into the music industry.
Yeah, y'all want to know something? This just I just wanted to throw this in there because I ain't never talked about this for real. But when I used to drive myself to chemotherapy whenever I could, man, and when I would play Juice WRLD, like I used to listen to Juice WRLD pretty heavy, bro. Like, I used to dead ass cry going to chemotherapy listening to Juice WRLD, bro. But like it would help me in a way though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense.
Dude, there's certain. I was just thinking about this today on my way to like a drive because I'd be doing certain, like I'd be crying at a certain song because like I feel like that's where I like lost like Drake and stuff like that because like I don't feel like the emotion behind a song. Like you can feel like an artist is like, even though like they may get like ghostwriters to write their music and stuff like that, you can still feel the emotion behind each word song.
Right.
Instead of just like going through the motions and just making a pop hit. And like I feel like Juice WRLD and like the Kid LAROI are like one of those people where it's like
you can like, feel him.
Like I don't even know if he wrote this song or not, but like you can still feel the emotions of whoever wrote the song.
I ain't gonna lie, man. The Kid LAROI nice, but when he get down into them little rock, those rock acapella songs, I be like, nigga, you ain't write this. How you write this? Like, what the fuck?
But like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, like it's like, God dang. But
you
bro,
can
like,
tell, like you can just tell certain, like Kendrick Lamar is another one. Even though it's not like singing and stuff like that, you feel the emotions behind each word he sings. Baby Keem, another person. It's either aggressive or it's like, you know, you just or sentimental, like or like understanding. Like it's like every word you like hear behind like the emotions. I don't know how to describe it. Or some people,
no, just, I get what you're saying.
Some people just rap in bars and it just rhymes. But like I don't really feel emotion behind the words. I just feel a rhythm, like the beat, and then words that rhyme.
No, yeah, I actually get what you're saying because most of the artists that I listen to, I listen to shit that like I can like really like relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of the music be like the type of music where like. You know, like it's sentimental. Like I listen to a lot of like singing music. You know how like Dirk do a lot of harmonizing and shit. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of the music I listen to. So I actually get what you mean by that. Same shit.
I didn't understand it until I started like listening to like Juice WRLD and stuff like that. I was like, damn, all right, I understand how some people can't get so emotional behind certain songs and stuff like that. Even unknown and independent artists that's not as big. Like if you listen to the way that they sing. I'm like, dang, bro, if you really had backing, you should be as popular as, like, you know, Bruno Mars, who's just making pop hits and stuff.
That's how I feel about Nino Calvin. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to bro for, like, 11 years. That's how I've been. And he ain't that old, too. You probably hear that and be like, damn, he's probably old. Nah, dude, like, 27. I literally found out about this artist named Nino Calvin. He's from New Orleans. And mm-hmm. he actually own Rich Gang. Got pretty close ties to Birdman. I found out about bro, he had, like, 500 followers. Hard as fuck, and like I would always tell people, like growing up, it's actually some people here that like listen to him. Like I remember, like on the bus, like a dude was listening, you know, Calvin. I was like, what the fuck? But I always used to tell people, like, bro, this dude gonna be big. He gonna be something. And like he ain't like huge, but he, if you look him up on Instagram, I think he probably have like 150k.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he had the type of backing that other people had, he would be, dude would be up there. Real shit. Nino Calvin, y'all gotta check bro out.
Okay. Nino Calvin. Okay. Big bat.
Yeah.
Well, you got anything else for my man? I think we reached that limit.
Yeah, man.
You don't want to hear any longer.
Swear, man. You got anything you want to bring up or just leave the people with?
Man, shit. Check out this artist named C-Bands. I don't know if y'all heard of him, C-Bands. Mm-hmm. But dude is hard. He next up from Nashville. I feel like Ego knows who I'm talking about. C-Bands is hard as hell. And man, look. Yeah. I actually do want to say something. Because I ain't gonna lie. I don't really be speaking like my piece too much. Mm-hmm. But like I done had over time like people tell me like, man, you cocky, you arrogant, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
what you got to say?
Bro, like, I feel like if you just really, like, look at my life and, like, all the things that, like, I'm doing and how I do it, I think you would be arrogant, too. And plus, I think, first off, you got to have thick skin if you want to, you know what I'm saying, be successful. And you got to really, really believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And I believe in myself. Like, I ain't going to lie. Can't nobody tell me I ain't finna do this, I ain't finna do that. Literally, I feel like I say, like, 95% of the things that, like, I say that I'm going to accomplish, I have. So that's a reason, I guess, why I am, you know what I'm saying, quote unquote arrogant. But I don't think I am. I don't know if I come off as that to y'all. I just really, really believe in myself. And like I said,
I mean, like,
I think you should be now because
I'm shit.
Arrogant. Look,
I said you conquered. You conquered. I mean, death, bro, I'll be talking that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like arrogance. To me, arrogance is when like arrogance is like when your cockiness and your confidence and like your ego,
it don't match up.
Kind of takes a negative, like turn, like that's arrogance to me. Like when you use all that energy, all that like ego, all that confidence to like I don't know, just kind of just be negative towards somebody else. That's arrogance to me.
Okay.
Like, but being full of yourself, I mean, to me personally, that's not arrogant. Again, like, that's having confidence in yourself. That's having a big ego. And it's like you said, you got to have thick skin. Like,
I guess it depends on if they're talking about, like,
your character,
like,
maybe?
Yeah, like, I feel like if you start talking, like, anything else about your, like, I could sit here and be like, yeah, like we run one of the best pods in Nashville, Tennessee. There's no doubt. I'm like,
that's, man, like, yeah, that's, yeah. Y'all should feel like it.
Yeah, yeah. But then if I go around and not even talk about my pod, and it's just become me, like I'm the best podcaster in the United States, bro. That's why I make this pod so great. Then I feel like, okay, then that's where I get the arrogance, because then it's just like, you forgot you had a team that was working with you and stuff like that to help you succeed. That's, I mean, true. I understand you're in a different situation. You're more of like lifter in your situation, but like, for other situations, I can see like where like you boasting yourself so much that it's not even like you talking about the product that you serving no more. It's just like me.
And right, right.
So I don't know like the situation like you trying to ask, but
no. He's not asking that. He's just saying like some people look at it like it's arrogance. No. Like,
yeah, yeah. I done had other people like tell me like, yeah, this person said you cocky or like, yeah. You know, I done had bitches say to me before, like, man, you too full of yourself. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like,
hey, yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Talk
you,
that
you
shit.
Got
you
it,
don't
bro.
Have that
talk
belief.
That shit,
look,
bro.
Man, if you don't have that belief in yourself, you're not gonna get that far. And that's just,
you're not.
That's just what it
you're
is.
You're not gonna take leaps of faith to do something. Look, I'm gonna use
it's
y'all
tough.
Podcast
it's
for
tough.
Example. If y'all didn't have no confidence in like y'all's conversations, y'all ain't feel like y'all didn't have, you know, good convos, y'all wouldn't have, you know, got all this equipment and these cameras and, you know, a logo, a name, a platform, you know what I'm saying, to start putting it out there. But obviously y'all have some confidence in that. And I mean, I'm glad y'all do, because y'all good at what y'all doing. Like, I ain't gonna lie, this is one of the, I feel like to date, this is probably the best interview I've done, because y'all are really engaging with the y'all's guests. Like, y'all do a good job. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't feel uncomfortable at all.
I'm gonna tell you, that's the only thing that keep me going every week. That this people, hey, like, I don't know how, if ego kept recording, like, every time we finished the walk down, you would be surprised how many people say that same thing. Like, bro, that didn't even feel like an interview, just felt like a normal conversation, bro. Mm-hmm. We enjoy coming here. Like, I'm like, bro, like, you don't have to, like, sometimes I be thinking, like, bro, you don't have to be, like, kind and cool. Like, bro, you can speak your mind, say your shit. Like, bro, like, we weren't talking right. Like, let me know. I might have overstepped my boundaries with certain questions and stuff. Like, nah, bro, for real. Enjoyed it. And it's, like, that type of stuff is, like, you know what? If people keep reaffirming to you,
you gotta be doing something right.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm like, all right, come on now. That's how I'm like, bro, like, if people seeing you and reaffirming you, who cares what the couple... Like, I ain't gonna call them like haters or anything like that, but you always gonna have those type of people that doubt your work.
Oh,
shout out to them. That's how I know I'm doing something right. I ain't got too many of those, but I'm hoping to get some soon.
Yeah.
But hey, man, thanks for coming on, man. Sorry to have you out so late on a Tuesday night, because you know the clubs be going up on Tuesday.
Hey, no, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, no problem. What's the name of the account again?
Account.
The account, yeah. the page.
Oh, What Sleep TV. Yeah.
What Sleep TV. Yeah. Go ahead and let them know.
People plug in.
Yeah. What Sleep TV is WHATSL. Wait, I'm fucking it up. What Sleep
TV?
Nigga,
it's late, nigga. What Sleep?
What Sleep TV on everything. I'm on literally every platform, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and then, you know, the website, What Sleep TV. But, man, nah, y'all go tap in with them, man. They do real good interviews. I ain't gonna lie. I'm telling y'all. I'm gonna tell all my people you, about y'all. Yeah. I'm gonna be sending people to y'all. Real shit.
Like I appreciate said, man, we wanted to be legit. Like it again, bro. We just be vibing, man. We just be chilling, bro. It's a platform for not only like for y'all, but it's for us too. Like we just getting to know each other at this point. Like the networking is already
y'all
happening.
Cool as fuck though.
That's what I'm saying. Like the networking. Look, y'all, this is a network.
Right here, y'all. Yeah, real shit.
All right, everybody. Hey, look, the neighbors is knocking. We gonna get up out of here. It's your boy King Changelang signing off.
This is JoJo.
Kyrie Thomas.
Yeah. Thank
y'all for listening. Neighbors knocking. Like and subscribe.
Yes, sir.